This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. British lawmakers have voted to take control of Brexit away from Prime Minister Theresa May. And today begins an effort by Parliament to consider alternative approaches toward a Brexit separation agreement, acceptable both to Parliament and the European Union. May has failed twice to get her deal with the EU approved by the House of Commons, and her government called Parliament's move a dangerous, unpredictable precedent for the future. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
British lawmakers on Monday voted to tear up the rulebook and try and seize control of Brexit. The vote means lawmakers will take over Parliament's agenda for one day, that day being Wednesday. It'll then make time for a series of so-called indicative votes, meaning a range of Brexit options will be put forward to see what, if anything, commands a majority. It's an unprecedented move in British politics, but these are unprecedented times. Nearly 3 years after the referendum, the UK is bitterly divided. The Prime Minister's divorce deal has been rejected twice, and just days before Britain was supposed to leave the EU, it's now unclear how, when, or even if Brexit will take place.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight into the morning, amid reports of continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. Military officials say the raids hit dozens of targets, including the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. The hostilities prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Washington, but not before U.S. President Donald Trump used an executive order to formally recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, taken from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War. This is VOA News. Congressional Democrats are pressing the Justice Department to provide the full report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This as Republicans say enough is enough, that it's time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
It's a simple request for transparency, nothing more, nothing less, not to make a decision as to what you believe, not to say what we ought to do about it, just to make it public.
Meanwhile, the president is leading a Republican chorus of critics, blasting those they say were responsible for starting the probe. More on all this from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump says he wouldn't be bothered at all if Robert Mueller's report is made public. Six House Democratic Committee chairs have written to Attorney General William Barr demanding the report and underlying evidence by April 2nd. California Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the Intelligence Committee, says he still wants to know if the Russians got to Trump or his family.
We have yet to be briefed on the counterintelligence findings of Bob Mueller.
Barr's four-page letter does not detail what Mueller learned about Russia-related contacts during the 2016 presidential campaign and transition period. It also doesn't answer why several Trump associates lied to federal investigators or Congress about their contacts. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Villages in central Mozambique are still waiting for desperately needed aid 10 days after Cyclone Idai devastated parts of the country. Well over 120,000 people are living in makeshift camps, and health officials say the spread of disease is inevitable. Gracie Jerome of Reuters has a report.
At least 700 people have died in Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. The bridge here was destroyed, cutting off any aid convoys from reaching the village so far. This woman says they have no clothes, no food, and even if they did, they have no pots and pans to cook it in because it was all washed away. Further east in Beira, the aid has arrived, but people are worried for the future. It's not enough just to survive, they say. They need everything rebuilt. The government estimates there are now around 128,000 people living in makeshift camps across the country.
That was Gracie Jerome of Reuters. An independent panel of experts will investigate how U.S. regulators certified that planes are safe to fly after two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners. The Federal Aviation Administration denies it allows aircraft companies to police themselves or self-certify their planes. The probe follows a crash in Ethiopia 2 weeks ago and another in Indonesia in October, which combined took nearly 350 lives. Gene Randall, VOA News.